why are we here opposing mass surveillance? Why are we here opposing the vote that's happening on March 8th? And Santos, a leader with the Congress of Day Laborers, just said, because we don't need more criminalization in the city, we don't need more surveillance in the city. What we need is to invest in jobs, in education, in our streets. We don't need to be pouring resources into more criminalization in our communities.
No transparency, no vote, baby.
No transparency?
No vote.
No transparency?
No vote.
I live in Mid-City, which is one of the most heavily, you know, immigrant, especially Latino-Latina immigrant areas in the city. Most of these people out here are my neighbors. And I bartended in the French Quarter for years, and I don't see a point in this legislation, and I don't see how it's going to help us. It's more of the moves that this current city administration, the mayor's office, and the city council are doing to make the quarter in the city more palatable to tourists at the expense of local businesses. You know, bartenders don't want to put these things up, at the expense of people that live here, especially at the expense of people of color. I am always at City Hall fighting them on something, so I'm sure they're tired of seeing me by this point, but I mean, that's how we make our city a better place. That's how we make sure that it's accessible to locals, you know, because it's not just a tourist destination. Like, people do live and work here and bear the culture that makes that tourism possible.
Sin miedo.
I participated from ages ago on the Congress of Day of Labor. Over here, I'm talking with you, I see the camera, I get nervous. Yeah, the government, that is the problem. Enough of the, we indocument. It's because they want to make money. The big companies, they make money. Over here, we pay taxes, you know, we don't receive benefits. That's the problem, because we don't have social security. That's why we fight for the rights.
Hello everyone, my name is Areli, and I'm the organizer of Breakout. And we here is working with Congreso and in solidarity with Congreso, because we believe that the cameras and the 4 million planes is not the solution to make a safety city. And we believe that what we need is the youth, queers, and communities in here. What we need is just housing and education. It's not a way that we're gonna have a safety city if we don't create jobs, housing, and education for our youth and for the community in general.
Hello, y'all. My name is Alfred. And, you know, in our community, in the black community, you know, there are like over 50,000 people that are affected. And I see these cameras are set up in some zones in black neighborhoods, right? And we don't need cameras. We tell them about people that don't even have housing, you know, living in deplorable conditions. $40 million could have easily been spent on affordable housing, jobs in our community. You know, we see an absence of that. You know, if I got 50,000 people that's affected right now, that's running and ducking and hiding, What are they gonna do with the information when they the surveillance camera? What are they doing with it? They never say what they're doing with that.
Hey, good evening, everybody. New Orleans has a long history of celebrating its culture and celebrating its musicians and celebrating the people that create all the culture here, but then also criminalizing the people that create it and criminalizing the spaces that they do it. And so instead of investing in the culture of New Orleans, they're investing in surveilling the people that create the culture. And this is a paradigm that we need to change.
All right, we're now going to have Mario, another leader with the Congreso.
La Pepe.
No
fear. Y papeles.
Dinero.
Buenas noches, tengan todos. Realmente, aquí estamos representando.
So I'm here today representing my community because there's a lot of people living in fear here in the city of New Orleans. There's a lot of people living in fear because there's absolutely no regulations or control about the way that the information from these cameras is going to be used. We need something written, and it's not acceptable either for the city of New Orleans or for any third-party company, for any private company to be selling our information to immigration authorities.
¡Fuerte, loco, fuerte!